Now, I'm delighted to say that I am joined in studio by Pruvida of Gaelscoil Coron here in Yall. Catriona Ní Riada, you are very welcome.
Thank you very much, Linda. Thank you. Gurb Magad.
Now, we have you in because, of course, you're doing a wonderful initiative below in Gaelscoil, and which is this fabulous school garden that every time I look at it, it's getting bigger and bigger and yes. brighter all the time, isn't it? How did the idea of the school garden come along?
Well, I suppose initially, Linda, we had thought about this for a while, and we felt that we couldn't go horizontally as we wouldn't have enough space in the yard, really. So a vertical garden was really our option. We were forced, I suppose, to remove three trees from the front of the yard, much to our disappointment last year, as unfortunately the roots were growing under the concrete and as a result were causing splits. And
they were going into the drainage system as well.
Into the drainage system, yeah. Exactly, and causing cracks on the building. So it was disappointing to see those go, and we decided that maybe we could come up with another option as to how we could add colour and variety to the yard and make it a little bit more childlike. So luckily I met with one of the parents, Emma Hutchinson, and she was extremely helpful, I suppose, with her ideas and suggestions as to what we could do. So Emma is a horticulturalist, and she met with me over the summer holidays, and we discussed various ideas and phase one of the garden.
And it is brilliant, and as you said, I see you've a lot of vertical stuff. You've pallets, you've stuff hanging from the walls.
Yes.
It's a real innovative idea, because anyone who's familiar with the Gaelscoil, of course, you don't have grass as such. It's all
concrete,
as with most of
yes.
the schools. Actually, I think most of the primary schools in Yall are the same, aren't they?
Yes.
There's a little
yeah.
grass. So you really have made use of the whole vertical.
We have. Well, I suppose we're blessed in our where we are located. I suppose if you go to the backyard, especially this time of the year, it's beautiful to see the bright blue sea and the bright sky. However, we felt initially we had intended on starting in the backyard, but then we felt that maybe, especially with the young infant kids, if we could maybe encourage them from a young age, because they wouldn't see the backyard for another 2 years. So we started vertically. Yes, we hung lots of coloured Wellingtons to the wall, and we have strawberries growing out of those. We had pallets that were donated to us, and we put weed membrane into the pallets and then put the compost in, and we've set lots of herbs like rosemary and chives and parsley, things like that. And I suppose we got the chalkboards as well, so that the infant kids could write on the chalkboards the daisies, the coloured daisies. And we had 6 bird boxes that were donated to us by the Yall Tidy Towns, and they were, I suppose, lying on the stage for a long while, and we decided we'd put them to use. So the fifth class painted them in bright colours, and we've those mounted to the wall, and hopefully we'll encourage the birds to feed from them.
To be absolutely brilliant. Now, yeah. of course, with anything and any new initiative that happens, you have to raise some money to make this happen. And to be fair, you do this every year, and I know you do this every year, but all you had to do to raise a bit of money, Catriona, was run 10 miles.
Well, that's all.
That's all
yeah,
you had to do.
All. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A quick jog around the block,
yeah.
10 miles.
I could be asked to do the marathon, but that's it, Linda. Exactly. All of these things cost a lot of money, and I suppose, as you know, schools are non-profit making, and we depend heavily on capitation grants to schools, but also we are very much and very grateful to the Parents Council and to the parent body in general for the ways in which they supplement the schools so that we can put on a variety of activities for the students. So yes, it involved doing the Mallow 10-mile race on the 26th of March, which I did, and that generated I think about €3,500 once all other costs were taken out of it, which was fantastic.
Yeah, and a huge amount. I'm looking here, €3,272, right? And you very kindly donated €300 from that proceeds to the Irish Cancer Society.
We did, Linda, yes, and I suppose it's a very worthwhile cause, and I suppose it's something that touches and has touched, as I would say, every family in the country. And so we felt that this was our gesture of goodwill, of, you know, just helping out those people and showing our solidarity towards all the people that have been affected and that are affected directly and indirectly by it.
Yeah, absolutely. And a well, as you said, a very worthy cause. Now, there was a bit of a predictor because I know myself, because my daughter goes to school. You had to, a bit of a predictor. What time did you run it? I want to see how far off I was. What time did you actually run the 10 mile in?
Well, I actually don't have the exact time, but I think it was in the range of 85 minutes or something like that. Now, I'm sure the top athletes probably do it 20 minutes earlier than that, but it was the time was perfect for me. You know?
Listen, I think it would probably take me 85 hours to do it, let alone 85 minutes, but fair play to you. So as you said, it all went back into the school. You formed a garden committee, didn't you?
Yes, Linda, yeah. We formed a garden committee. So we put it out to all the parents if any of them were interested in it. Now, again, this takes a lot of time and commitment. So it's not going to suit everybody, especially lots of parents who have young families. However, we had a great response and we felt that we just needed a smaller group maybe initially to start off. So the vice principal, Ona Shukru, and one of the teachers, Aoife Vic-Conan, are part of the gardening committee. And then we have three other parents. We have Sean O'Hara Vaughan, Sean Irwin, we have Dervla Ealeira, and we have Emma Hutchinson herself. And great credit is also due to Emma's husband, Dara, who came along on the day and did a lot of the hard work in terms of, I suppose, the drilling into the wall of the various things that needed to be mounted.
And it's absolutely. And what is the hope for the garden, Katrina? Is it hope that it'll get bigger? Are you hoping to maybe get the children involved in how to cook the stuff that they're doing? What is the overall hope for the garden?
I suppose the hope, Linda, really is to, just to encourage the children, to see beyond the classroom and to see, that with very little that you can do quite a lot. So we'll say the idea really isn't to grow it to the extent that it takes over the whole yard, but it's so that the children are learning the basic concepts of what it is to, you know, grow various herbs, what's required for plants to grow, how to look after them, how to care for them. And that builds into our care programme as well that we have in the school, of just learning how to tend to the needs of the plants, just like a parent would to the needs of a child. And I feel that all of the classes are very, very enthusiastic. We've a lot of students bringing me in seeds and donating different things for the garden. So I suppose the whole aim is just to teach the kids the basics about gardening and the pleasure and enjoyment that you can get from it. I suppose we also have a part of our phase two is to develop a sensory garden whereby we may have a sensory wall with a little key that's where you open up a box and inside it there are various sensory materials, and that would be to assist a lot of the children who may have special educational needs, and that they would also benefit from the garden.
Yeah, and listen, congratulations on a brilliant initiative. Well done. It looks absolutely, and I can attest, as I said, my daughter goes to the Gaelscoil and she was so excited about it.
Yes, excited.
And I think in general, from what I'm hearing from all the kids, they're all very excited
about
it.
They are, and they're extremely enthusiastic. And they're very good. Our initial concern was that maybe when the infants would go out to the yard at break times, that maybe they might think that there were weeds and start pulling the actual flowers and things like this. But no, they are very good and very responsible. So it's great to see it.
Well, Katrina, thanks a million for coming in.
You're very welcome.
That's Katrina Nerida, who is the Previda at the Gaelscoil Coron here in Youghal. And if anyone has a look, all you need to do is look over the railings or you're walking
this
past.
And
you'll see the fabulous work that's there.
Yes.
Katrina, thanks a million
you're
for coming
welcome,
in to
Linda.
Us.
You're very welcome, Linda. Thank you. Gurv Magath.